You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you had a great Christmas weekend or whatever holiday you celebrate. I did. I'll tell you all about it in a minute. Today we're going to talk about a little bit of what's going on in Bachelor Nation. Not a ton happening there. Looks like our Spotify issue has been resolved. I have something I'm thinking about doing starting next week in regards to the podcast. I want to know what you think. And there's a phenomenon going around. It seems to happen every time this year that I have some thoughts on. And we'll get to some other things happening in pop culture. And we'll get to that momentarily. This podcast, as you know, has a title sponsor for the month of December. And it is Earth Echo Foods. Earth Echo Foods says, do you love chocolate? Of course you do. We can say goodbye to processed chocolates forever and try Earth Echo's new Cacao Bliss Superfood Blend. Enjoy the incredible health benefits of chocolate without worrying about any of the side effects of added sugars and artificial ingredients. Earth Echo is going to offer you up to 15% off of your order. You can also check out their Island Bliss, their Chai Bliss, and their Golden Superfood Bliss. Go to shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve. Use the promo code realitysteve. If you don't remember the URL code, that's okay. Just go to the episode description, wherever you listen to your podcast. Click on Earth Echo Foods. It'll bring you right to the landing page and then order whatever you want. And at checkout, just type in the promo code realitysteve. All right, let's get started. Looks like I'm pretty much over my sickness. I don't feel sick at all anymore. Symptoms are gone. Maybe a tad congestion still left over, but yeah, it was just like one day I had something new each day. Last Wednesday, I woke up incredibly irritable, scratchy red throat. Next day turned into congestion to where I was blowing my nose the whole day. Friday turned into coughing. Every time I breathed in any sort of air, I would get this tickle in my throat. It'd force me to cough. And then Saturday, I felt like my voice was going a little bit. That started a little bit on Friday, but Saturday as well. And then yesterday, I really felt fine. So I feel like I'm recovered. Nothing ever happened. I did not have COVID. It took three different tests. Wednesday, Friday, and yesterday all turned out negative. So pretty much over it. Thank God. Also, it looks like our Spotify issue was resolved. I don't know what that was. Like I said, it's once I upload the podcast in the morning, it's out of my hands. It's all, you know, technical stuff that you guys probably don't care about. But basically, I just upload it into a system, and that disperses it out to the different places where you listen to your podcast. It was working on Apple Podcasts for whatever reason. None of them were working on Spotify. If you went back to my first podcast, it wasn't working. On an iPhone. Some people were telling me they were listening to it on Spotify on their Android the day where I said, hey, it's not working on Spotify. So it's out of my hands when it comes to stuff like that, but it's working now. So things are great, and you can listen to it on any platform. But like I said, the numbers speak for themselves. 86% of you listen on Apple Podcasts, and only 4% listen on Spotify. So thank God it wasn't a major issue with me. Now, I will say, yesterday, as I mentioned on Friday, I went to the Mavericks Laker game for Christmas Day. I was going to go to the Dirk Nowitzki unveiling of his statue in front of the American Airlines Center in Dallas, in front of the arena. That took place at 11 a.m., but I was like, man, I'm just getting over this sickness. I really don't want to stand out in a crowd outside for probably a good hour. Probably would have had to get there early, and then I would have had, you know, just to stand there and get and be cold. And I don't know if any of you are from the Dallas area or been to the AAC. That whole plaza right in front of the arena is like a wind tunnel. It's just the way it's positioned and the buildings that are around it, it's the windiest area of the arena. Because I enter on the other side of the arena after I park every time I go to the games, and it's never that windy. But you walk in between, and you walk into the plaza right out front of the main entrance of the arena, and it is just a wind tunnel. So I can only imagine how yesterday was. We're starting to warm up a little bit here. We had some really cold days Thursday, Friday, last week. Nothing happened with the grid, thank God, but we were good to go. And started to warm up this weekend. I think it was in the low 40s yesterday, and now we're supposed to be back up into the 60s by Wednesday. So we had our cold front, that's for sure. The game itself, I mean, the Lakers are hot garbage. They are just not a very good basketball team. You know, of course, when you're missing Anthony Davis, you're going to not be a very good basketball team. But holy crap. I mean, to be up by 11 points at halftime and then be trailing by 20 at the end of the third quarter and get outscored 51-21, it's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, it was not a good effort by the Lakers, at least in the second half. And but it was cool to be there. Once again, I predicted it. I told my niece, who I took to the game before the game, I said, watch, when they do the kiss cam, I guarantee someone gets engaged. And I've been to 3 Maverick games this year, and 2 of them, during the kiss cam segment, the last person on the kiss cam ended up getting engaged. Obviously, it's pre-planned by those people contacting the Mavericks, and they say, this is what I want to do. But, I knew it was coming. Christmas Day, nationally televised game. Not that they cover it, but I just kind of know the way these things work with the Mavericks, and it always seems to be on a big game. Someone gets engaged during the game, during a timeout. I think it was in the second quarter, and he kept so they pan to him, and you know they do the kiss cam, and the wife leans over and kisses him, and then he like kind of pulls her head back to kiss him more, and then he kept kissing her, and on the screen, it said, will you marry me? I forget her name. But on the screen, on the Jumbotron, it said, will you marry me? And she wasn't like looking, or she kept looking at it or looking at them on the screen and didn't, she wasn't reading the words on it because it was like kind of underneath them. It wasn't like written across the giant Jumbotron. But then she finally realized it, obviously started crying. So he reaches into his back pocket, and I felt like his hand was in his back pocket for like 30 seconds because I don't know if he was struggling getting the ring out of his pocket or what, but it took like 30 seconds and we're just sitting there. I was like, wait, is he going to get on his knee and put a ring on her? Or is he just, his arm just kept being behind in his back pocket. And I was like, wait, what's going on here? Is he going to put a ring? And he finally did. So congratulations to whoever they were, but they got engaged during the, I believe it was the second quarter of the Mavericks game yesterday. Speaking of sports in general, as you know, my background is sports talk radio. It's all I ever wanted to do when I was in college. And the only thing I ever wanted to do with my life was be a sports talk show host and on the radio, not for TV or anything like that. I just wanted to have my own radio show. And then I got into it, and I realized, obviously, there's a lot of politics involved, and after I got into it, and I was in it for 5 years, and then I got fired, and I got let go, it's like, yeah, I don't know if I want to really bust my ass to be a sports talk show host in market number, you know, 50 or market 75 or whatever. I got spoiled working in the number 2 market 2 days after I graduated college, and I never left the LA market. And then I got into it, and I was just like, man, I don't know if I want to make a career out of this. And anybody that's, you know, unless you're one of literally the top 5 names in the industry, unless you are one of the big boys, there's not a lot of money in sports talk radio. And I got out of it, and when I moved to Dallas in 2006, worked for the local station out here. I worked for the Ticket for a couple of years, but that was certainly not for money. I literally was getting paid hourly for, you know, a 3-hour shift, 5 days a week. So yeah, it was 5 days a week. I had the job, but it was basically part-time hours. So, but the more that I've been doing the daily roundup and including some sports, and I've had some emailers come to me and say they appreciate it and want to hear more sports, I'm thinking of adding a sports podcast, but more like the Daily Roundup, literally 15 to 20 minutes every day of the top sports news, and just throw it on my feed. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to do it. It would have nothing. It wouldn't take away anything from anything I'm doing. Still have your Daily Roundup. Your Daily Roundup probably just wouldn't end with any sports notes because they would all be in the sports pod. But it's something I'm considering, because the one thing I didn't like about radio, I just like, you know, having my own podcast, I can say whatever I want, can do whatever I want. I'm not, you know, bounded by FCC regulations. And I just think it's something that I would definitely more consider because I don't have to work for anybody else. I don't have to abide by any rules. And not that I'm just going to go off the rails. It's going to just straight be literally 15 minutes of the top issues in sports and the top things that interest me and just talk about it every day and just add it as a podcast. It doesn't take away from anything. It won't take away from any Bachelor coverage. Your daily roundup would still be exactly the same once Zach's season starts. Everything will be the same there. It's something I'm considering. And I probably have to make a decision soon because I'd like to start it at the beginning of the year and start it next Monday. That would make the most sense. But I don't know if I could put it all together so quickly and think about how I want to do this or whatever. But it's something I'm definitely considering. I'm just curious. Look, I know that if you're a fan of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise and the stuff that I do with that, unless you are also a sports fan, I don't expect it's not like my audience is going to be like, oh, wow, can't wait to listen to that, because I get a lot of you don't care. This isn't for that audience. This would be for somebody else and then just kind of word of mouth get around to maybe other people want to listen. So that's why I'm like, do I want to do this? Because it's not like I have a built-in audience, because most of you, the audience, doesn't care about my sports opinions and doesn't care about sports in general. I know, a few of you do for sure because you've reached out to me. But it's not like I'm saying like, wow, I can just build my audience based on the audience. I already have a built-in audience. Why not talk sports? My audience wants to hear me talk reality TV and Bachelor and spoilers and stuff like that. So I get it. So it's just something I'm thinking about. I might do it. I might even do it, maybe not even do it 5 days a week. Maybe just do it three or something. I got to see. But it's something I'm considering. Just wanted to let you guys know. If you don't care about sports, you don't need to email me and say, please don't do it, because you're not who I'm appealing to. I'm appealing to sports fans. So, like I said, if I did it, it would not take away anything else. It would just be an addition to what I'm already doing. So, just wanted to throw that out there. So, what's going on in Bachelor Nation? Not a ton, obviously, over the weekend. We're in the holiday season, and it's Christmas, or Christmas just happened, but it's not like a ton is happening. Here's one thing, though, that's kind of funny. I'm sure you saw Victoria put together like I don't know if it was a reel or a video, but it was basically a highlight reel of her and Greg relationship and a lot of their footage from Italy that, obviously we did not see other than pictures that got out, but stuff like that. And, that's fine. They can do whatever they want. It's their relationship. It's just, what's funny to me is of all the couples currently in Bachelor Nation, whether they are married couples, whether they are people that are just dating, whatever the case may be, I'm still getting sent pictures of Victoria and Greg around Nashville. Someone will say like, hey, here's Victoria and Greg at the local restaurant. And while that's great and all, you don't need to send it to me, because of course you're seeing them out. They're a couple. They're together. I mean, nobody sends me pictures of, Becca and Thomas when they're together. Be like, Steve, yeah, but they're engaged. Yeah, well, why do people keep sending me pictures of Greg and Victoria? There's no news there. They are a couple. They've been dating for the last 3 months. I don't know why I keep getting sent pictures of them. I haven't posted one of them. You would think people would be like, I don't know. I don't understand what the fascination is with them. They're no different than any other couple that is dating in this franchise. They're newer. They're probably the newest, right? Other than, Brandon and Serena have been together since as long as, longer than Greg and Victoria. I'm sure people have seen Brandon and Serena out and about. Nobody has ever sent me one picture of them. Nobody has ever sent me one picture of Michael and Danielle. They've been together longer than Victoria and Greg. But every time, Greg and Victoria fart, someone seems to tell me about it. Like, I don't get it. But so just a PSA. No need to send me pictures of them. We know they're dating. There's nothing. There's not a story there. Unless you have a video footage of them yelling at each other or something to where it's not just them as a couple, since we know that's what they are, there's probably no need to send anything. Oh, one other PSA I'd like to make in regards to not necessarily Bachelor related, because it isn't. We know that the weather has gotten horrible across many states in the last couple weeks. I mean, we're hitting a whatever, polar vortex, whatever they want to call it. However, the people that insist on taking a pot of hot water and walking outside and throwing it into the air so we can see it turn into mist, we can stop this, right? Like, we know what happens when you live in a cold weather city and you're down into the teens or under 10 degrees and you throw hot water out of a pot into the air. Matt James, I think Matt James did it. We can stop this. We know what happens. I don't know why we all have to turn into Mr. Wizard's World when it gets cold like this. It's going to be the same. You know what's going to happen next year when it gets under 10 degrees? Someone's going to take a pot of hot water and throw it into the air. It's this isn't new. This isn't cool. It's nothing like, wow, this is what happens when hot water combines with 5-degree weather. It turns into mist. And we don't need to see it anymore. I how many reels and TikToks I've seen of people doing this? I don't know. Maybe just save your hot water. If anything, you kind of need to save your hot water, right? Because, my gosh, people can be without hot water during this time because tanks are freezing. But, yeah, let's not all turn into scientists around this time of year because you're not breaking any news there, Mr. Wizard. It's just science. There was something at the end of last week, I actually forgot this, in the Bachelor world, where I'm sure you saw the picture. And it's just, you know, you go back to, gosh, whatever, it would have been February of 2020 when the episodes were airing. Victoria Fuller's hometown on Pilot Pete season. And just the fallout from the relationship with Victoria and everything that happened. The Chase Rice date, when Marissa showed up to warn Peter about Victoria, all that stuff. I'm sure you saw the picture last week. I think it was in New York of the four of them. Pilot Pete with his girlfriend, Kelly Flanagan, along with Greg Rippo and his girlfriend, Victoria Fuller. So now everything's come full circle. Almost 3 years later, now that Pilot Pete hanging out slash taking a picture with Victoria Fuller, who he had one of the more contentious relationships with ever in show history. Just a trip down memory lane. I know a lot of people, Dave Neal had covered it as well, and it was just one of those things where you're like, wow, boy, have things changed in 3 years, right? I mean, the way Peter and Victoria's relationship ended and the things that were said and done after that, now Peter and Kelly can double date with Victoria and Greg, and it's just, everything's cool. Everything's cool. Anyway, that's all. Like I said, not a ton to get to today. Hope you all had a great Christmas. Hope Santa gave you what you wanted. I got what I wanted, gift cards. It's the only thing I ever asked for every year, and I get it every year. A lot of fun. Olive Garden, be ready. Anyway, I'll keep you updated. Try and make a decision this week how I'm going to do, if I'm going to do this sports podcast, and just add it to the feed. But like I said, I do want to just say, if I do this, it will not take away from anything else. It's just added work for me. It has nothing to do with you. And I'm just curious because my audience that listens to me on the daily roundup and my Thursday podcast where I talk to somebody in the reality TV world isn't necessarily going to all follow me to a sports podcast. I'm very well aware of this. So, but those that are interested or would be interested in that, if you want to drop me a line, let me know. I'd appreciate it. I'm just kind of gauging how many would be interested in something like that. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Again, hope you had a great holiday weekend, and we are back tomorrow with yet another Daily Roundup. So until then, I will talk to you tomorrow. See you!